CJLO 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives, and you have been listening to a bunch of stuff around RPM Fest, which happens in Montague, Massachusetts, every year. I feel like I'm saying Massachusetts wrong. Like I'm over-pronunciating it and therefore making it wrong? I don't know. I apologize if I do. All of you Mass people, you massive people, please don't be angry at me. I know when I go down, you'll be like, hey, what are you doing? That's terrible. It's not even a very good Boston accent or New England accent. I apologize. I'm not going to try anymore. I'm just going to stop talking. What you heard was Temple of the Fuzz Witch off of their latest album, Apotheosis. It was a track called Bow Down. And then part of the interview I did with Brian from RPM Fest. All Hell Before That with Suffer From Me off of All Hail the Night, which came out in 2023. And yeah, you heard some Misery Index and Sunseeker, all who are going to be playing the festival. And that kind of leaves us with this last portion of the interview. There's not really much else to kind of say. If you want to check out some punk tonight, go see Napoleon at Trackside. If you want tickets to Fantasia movies, write to me at greataexplosives@cjlo.com. And I'll enter you into the contest to win a pair of tickets to see any movie you like that isn't sold out. And I think that pretty much covers it for this week. Yeah. So thanks for listening, everybody. And I will catch you next week, where you can all enjoy. I'm going to leave you with the last part of this interview and then a band that if I go down to RPM Fest, which I'm still kind of debating about, but if I go down, there's one band that I definitely have to see that isn't Sunseeker, who obviously have been on the show to be interviewed. And that's a band called C from Boston. They are very good. I'm going to play you something off of their Live at Once EP that they recorded. I'm going to play Silhouette off of there. And it's free on Bandcamp, so if you want to, you can go and download it, listen to it. And that's about it. I'll see you at some movies in between films at Fantasia. And again, greataexplosives@cjlo.com to win tickets. You can come see me. I know that's really the draw. Movies are like secondary, but coming to see me, that's what it is. So here's the last part of this RPM Fest interview with Brian. Big thanks to him for sitting down and chatting with me. And some C with Silhouette. Keep it locked for a country show after this. Bill's Country and Western Favorites, which, well, this won't flow very well into it, but, you know, college radio. That's what it's all about. See you next week, everyone, and enjoy. Stay safe.
We're getting toward the end of this interview, but let me pose a probably the most important question I'll ask during this. Obviously, you're in a bunch of bands. You're going to be doing logistics at RPM. You've seen a bunch of bands there. What's the worst musical instrument?
Oboe.
Oboe. Interesting. Oboe.
I don't know. Just something about that frequency range and that tone and whatever overtones an oboe puts out. Just like, no thanks. I'm sure there's probably way worse. Oboe's the first one that jumps out at me. Drums are pretty bad, though.
Certainly transporting them is bad.
Oh, yep, exactly. It's like, I wish I'd played piccolo. I'd have one little tiny case to carry around. But no, I had to pick the thing that fills up my entire car and weighs over 100 pounds. And then I'm literally just hauling giant chunks of metal to put more giant chunks of metal on top of that I hit with sticks. Like, what am I doing? How did I get here? I'm just hitting circular pieces of wood wrapped in plastic with other pieces of wood. That's what I do. When you really break it down.
When the festival is happening, obviously, I know you're going to be doing a lot of work running around, probably like a crazy person. But is there anything that you're like, I am not going to miss this? This is going to be something. Everyone, shut up. I'm going to watch this band. Don't interrupt me for this 40-minute set.
You know, I really try to catch at least one song from every band. The good news is that we have both of our stages alternate. So we used to have a third stage. We decided to do away with that and just scale down to two alternating stages. So I try to catch one song from every band. undoubtedly I will end up missing maybe 5 or 6 bands. I just, something will come up and I won't see them all. But I do try to catch a little bit of every band. And I also try to watch the entirety of the wrestling matches, because at the at the end of the day, it's like, everything's done. We made it through. We survived. Time to just get weird and watch a bunch of people beat each other up. Down for that.
And I guess the last question here is, I mean, this to me sounds like a pretty good success story that you've got. Something started in a backyard, 2014, it's been going strong for 10 years, 8 editions. What advice do you have to anyone, since there isn't anything like this right now in Quebec, if someone wanted to start something like this? Someone's listening right now and they're like, hey, maybe I could do this. What would be your kind of top advice to give to them?
Just start going to shows, start making friends with all the local bands. The only reason this festival exists is because we've had a really strong community of bands, musicians, fans. You just get to know everybody. You see the same people at shows. This festival is literally just a mainstay of everybody who's been going to shows, playing in bands, being part of this community for a decade now. That's the most important thing, is nurture the community first and build the festival around that. If you're just trying to do a festival for a festival's sake, it's not going to work. Yeah, incorporate all your local bands, your local vendors, your local artists, musicians. Focus on that. That's the key to making this all work.
It's interesting that to hear you talking through this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it sounds like not only is the scene super vibrant in around New England in general, but it also feels like it has a lot of very good connections with one another, that people are able to kind of like do things more easily, work together in a better way.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like, I can't explain enough how it's completely a community thing. Getting to know people from either playing shows with bands or going to shows, like, you can walk through RPM Fest and you'll run every single person you know there, you will have met some other time. And if you don't know them, you will meet them and get to know them. Like, that's just how the festival works. You're going to wander through the woods. Somebody's just going to say hi. You're going to sit down with them, have a beer, and just get to know every single person at the fest.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
You're doing a good job at selling me on coming this year.
I'm trying. I'm certainly trying.
That's been the whole point of this at all. Well, thank you for taking the time to join me and chat here, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
If people want to check this out, you can feel free to go to rpm.org and check out the lineup and
RPMFest.org.
RPMFest. Oh, see, I have it even right in front of me, looked at it, and I didn't get it right. RPMFest.org. Tickets are $145 for the whole weekend. $145 US, I should preface, since that exchange rate's killer this time of year. So everyone go check that out. And is there anything that you want to leave people with here, Brian, to tell them, to try and incentivize them even more to show up?
Like I said, go to the website, rpmfest.org. Tickets are on sale there. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, rpmfest on Facebook, rpm.fest on Instagram. That's pretty much it. We've got playlists on Spotify, YouTube. If you don't know the bands, you can listen through on the playlists. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's come out and hang out with us for a weekend in the woods and have a good time.